So, in, obviously, in this bigger Torah that we've been talking about, the Tzimtzum, and we've lastly we've been talking about the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Betzamtzem into this world, which is the Dalet. But then we have the Choshech HaPnei Tehom. We have the Yud that infuses within that, right? We have the Chachma that goes within the Yud. Which is the Yud, right? Into the hay, and then you have this extrapolation. And lastly, we've been talking about the Yud as the Aser Eminei Negino and the Dalet in this world, and the Yud and the Dalet together become hay, which is this evolutionary process of the world of Vihi Bari Am BeAvraham. And Rabbi Nachman says that in that same regard, the Tzaddik in Am Yisrael, the Shemesh, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the sun, but he created a veil for the sun, right? Am Yisrael, the veil for the sun. The Tzaddikim, they're going to be too much. They're going to burn up the world. And now Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the veil. Now, usually you would understand that as, okay, the veil is only in order to protect the sun. So the veil is Tufel. But really, it's the opposite. Tufel can also mean not only lacking of, but also totally dependent on, totally in conjunction with. So Rabbi Nachman is telling us that Moshe Rabbeinu was told, "Go down, because the people have sinned, and without the sin, without the people, that you're nothing, right? You don't have this, that the covering." So usually we understand that this Tzimtzum is doesn't need, but we understand now through this Torah that the Tzimtzum is what allows for something to happen. The Am Yisrael, the Tzimtzum, they're the Ikar, that the Metzamtzim, the Tzaddik, and that's the whole beauty of that regard. In this way, I'll explain in a second that Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the tzaddik, right? He needs the tzimtzum, which is Am Yisrael. The Chorak Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzamtzim himself into this world, but it's only through the tzimtzum of this world that we can actually experience the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's only through the tzimtzum of Am Yisrael that they're mitzamtzim the tzaddik, that we can experience the light of the tzaddik. And that's why when Am Yisrael sinned, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have his madrega anymore. We can't experience Moshe Rabbeinu. Lech red, go down. You can't be on this lofty level anymore. You have to go down. Chaserim me'at me'lokim. You can't be on nun bo. You can't be on har nevo. You can't receive the Torah on this level anymore. And that's the whole concept of this Yud that's infusing the Dalet and allowing for the Hey. Then only together are they allowed. Only through the Nekuda, the Yud, of the Chachmata, into the Tzimtzum of the world, can we now experience the Hey. And that's the whole idea of the Chassin and Kala. Chassin and Kala, the Kala gives the Chassin a Talis. The Talis is supposed to protect him, be Mitzamtzim him, protect him from the Chitzonim, protect him from the outside. The chasen covers the kala with a veil. The veil is supposed to protect it from the chitzonim, protect it from the outside. It's mitzamtzim her beauty. It's mitzamtzim her, right? And that's the whole beauty of the making fun during the drasha and all these stuff, because we're going to be mitzamtzim. We're going to be mitzamtzim. This idea. So Rabbi Nachman is telling us in a beautiful way that the Dalet, the four poles of the chuppah, the Dalet has to be infused with the Yud, has to be infused with the ring, and there it becomes the Hey, it becomes the chuppah, and then the Chasen and the Kala, the Yud, the tiny Nekuda of the male, right, and the Kala, the Hey, right. That's why before the Rachel gets married, before Rivka gets married, she's a Na'ar. After she gets married, she's a Na'ara, right? The Ketiv and the Kri, for those who know what I'm talking about, and that's the beauty, and in a deep way, right? It's like the tiniest cell in the body is the sperm, and that's the tiny Yud. The biggest cell in the body is the egg, and that's the hay, and the hay receives the Yud, and together the Yud and the hay, they become this evolutionary process of this baby, and then the Yud grows and becomes a Vav, comes an Anochi, right? And that also has to go into an A, into a hay, into a family, into with a wife, and then it becomes a Yud Kei Vav Kei, and that's the same continuation of the ring that is the Yud putting on the finger of the Kala, the Hey, the representing the Vav, the Ketubah, giving to the Kala under the Chuppah, representing the Hey, the Yud Kei Vav Kei. And this is the concept, the evolutionary process of Ehe Asher Ehe. And this is the concept that we were talking about. We're talking about Tzimtzum, but not for the sake of Tzimtzum. There's no ideal to restrain yourself for the sake of restraining, but only to be able to have an evolutionary process. Like there's such a the evolutionary process that's able for human beings to overtake after their Mitzamtzim themselves to only husband and wife, is million times greater than the evolutionary process of a human being when he's single. The evolutionary process of an egg or a sperm is nothing compared to the evolutionary process when they meet together, when they're mitzamtzim themselves, when the egg only takes one and grows with it. something very profound in this Torah, and going from the tzimtzum of HaKadosh Baruch in order to create this world to the tzimtzum of a person in order to be able to be in a relationship, to the tzimtzum of two people in order to be in a marriage, for the tzimtzum of cells in order to create a life force, and so on and so forth. And it's just miraculous, this string of consciousness that we're being taken on through this evolutionary process of our life in the microcosm of the greater, of the creation of the world, within HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zochet to be astounded and amazed.